Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
94KX.
67 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. We made it to Friday, a flashback Friday. Dirty looks, get the let out. Pat Benatar, we'll talk about all of it coming up this hour. I just feel real good because it's Friday, and I'm a real morning person, and I'm just pumped up with energy. Beware.
Well, good morning.
Rise and shine.
I don't understand morning people.
What a glorious day.
Sun shining, birds chirping.
We should be able to hit these people.
Stop! Wake up!
Huh? What?
And what do we want this morning?
A lot of people want coffee.
A lot of it!
We need more than coffee.
How about I kick you in the neck?
Okay, then. Coffee's fine.
Well, I guess it's that time.
About that time.
It's showtime.
It certainly is. Let's do this thing upright.
WQKX.
Sunbury. My name's Tom Morgan, and this is Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always well worth that drive down Route 45.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, there's a song that'll get you into a Friday, right? We're all happy. It's all good. It's all happy, 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 happy. Anybody? We all happy? I think we are. I know one lady who's happy. Her name's Lana Mattern of Bloomsburg. She was our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner with Register Chevrolet and 94KX. She's on her way to the Whiteout tomorrow night. Prime time. Penn State and Auburn. What a great game this one's going to be. Everybody just, you know, I don't know. Football fans are as bad as, like, pro football, or any sports fans, really. Oh, Auburn's going to win. Why? Tell me why. Have you ever been at a Whiteout before? These kids, they don't know what's going to hit them. Anyway, congratulations, Atlanta. Her and a guest on the way to Penn State for the Nittany Lions and the Auburn Tigers. Why are you dancing?
Well, I'm a Penn State grad. This is what I do.
Oh, okay.
When I hear the music.
You just come in and start doing that.
We are.
How about if you do one of them flips like the lion does right now?
Our health insurance is caught up here at the station, right?
Chad Hershberger in for Mark Lawrence. Of course, I asked Chad to do the Nittany Leo flip because Mark wouldn't. Anyway, congratulations to Lana. Let's take a look at a Facebook review. We do that every day. Yesterday was National Guacamole Day.
Mm.
So I posted a close-up picture of guacamole. Just look at guacamole close-up.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And my caption was, what the? Well, we got a lot of great comments. One person just obviously, Angela said guacamole. Mm. I was like, okay, if that's what you think it is. It actually was. But I said I thought it looked like something from The Exorcist. Somebody said baby doo-doo.
Mm-hmm. I have a new puppy. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. And then I got the emoji of, the puke and all that green stuff. Yeah. Okay. Linda says, I love guacamole. Cindy says, love it, and sent a nice picture, complete with tortilla chips. I'm like, oh, okay. Tina says, holy guacamole. Linda sends a cartoon picture of Tom and Jerry going, no thanks. That's the way I feel. I can't get it past my lips because it's green and gooey. I don't know. Penny says, you got that right. Not for me, but a lot of people loving guac. So thanks for responding to our Facebook post. Look at it close up, though, Chad. I mean, look at it. It doesn't look edible. I'm sorry. It just...
mushed asparagus, it looks like, from this angle.
Yeah, and some people don't even like asparagus. We had a president who wouldn't eat the broccoli, too, so it looks kind of like that. So there you have it. Thanks for posting and responding to our Morgan in the Morning Facebook post of the day. I don't know what we're doing today because it's Flashback Friday. It'll probably have something to do with that. But keep in mind that tomorrow is Cheeseburger Day.
Mm.
We might have something to say about that.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Are you done with the pumpkin spice craze already? I'm not, but people are done with it, and they're moving on to Christmas already.
No.
No.
It's not even fall yet, people. Next week.
All right, we'll talk pumpkin spice and more on the way next. It's Morgan in the Morning. Late night TV coming up next. Jimmy Fallon talks about the pharmaceutical companies changing the name of the vaccines so it'll sound cooler and you'll get vaccinated. What the hell is wrong with this world? Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
In Canada, the Moderna vaccine has officially been renamed Spikevax. It's already working because some people are like, no way I'm taking Moderna, but I'm definitely taking Spikevax. I guess when all else fails, just make the name cooler. Soon Pfizer is going to be like, yeah, and this is our new vaccine, Thunder Serum.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the morning. 94KX.
I see you at the drive-thru trying to get your coffee this morning.
Hello.
Yeah, I'll take a medium coffee.
One pumpkin spice latte.
No, just plain coffee. No pumpkin spice.
No coffee, just pumpkin spice.
No, that's wrong. I do not want pumpkin spice.
One donut with pumpkin spice and one pumpkin spice latte.
You know what? Just cancel my entire order. I'm out of here.
Hey, wait a minute, buddy. Come back.
Your entire order is all pumpkin spice. Is that correct? Hello?
He's
I
gone.
Guess that means you don't want a complimentary pumpkin spice scented mask.
No, he's gone.
Hello?
He's gone. Leave
Anybody?
Him alone. There are pumpkin spice lovers and there are pumpkin spice haters. I'm part of the love category. I still want pumpkin spice vodka. Nobody has come up with it yet. I know there's Captain Morgan pumpkin spice rum. It comes in a pumpkin-shaped bottle. That's kind of cute. I'm not a rum guy. I've tried it. I liked it. I like anything pumpkin spice. I have tried everything but the dog treats. And you know what? If I got some for Leo, my roommate, I might even try it out. Not quite sure. Here, bud, take half the biscuit. I'll take the other half and see if I don't crush my caps on it. Anyway, pumpkin spice. I'm a pumpkin spice guy. I heard Chad Evans talking about it the other day, saying we've gone overboard. But he also said we're already on our way to our Christmas flavors already. Are you kidding me? So now everything's going to be peppermint and ginger spiced, right? Ginger spiced. Gingerbread spiced Kit Kats are on the way from Hershey. I'll try one. They also have a peanut brittle candy bar coming out. All right, whatever. But I'm not done with the pumpkin spice yet. Do we have to move from thing to thing to thing to thing? Do we have to do that all the time? Can't we just spread it out a little bit and enjoy life a little bit more? Please?
Up next with Morgan in the morning.
Chad's in for Mark with the news, Rob the Sports Center, and Steve's got the AccuWeather. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the morning. 67 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Yeah, Bob Schoen and the gang will be hanging out with me tonight at Spyglass Ridge Winery. Get the Let Out returns to Spyglass again this year. If you've never seen these guys, it is something to see. They call themselves the American Led Zeppelin Experience. Get the Let Out. Here's your chance to win coming up in 15 minutes. Stay with us.
Morgan in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What a weekend we got coming up for you. What a weekend. Get the Let Out tonight. Tomorrow, Penn State and Auburn. Whiteout in State College. Dirty Looks gets on the dirt track at Sealands Grove. That's tomorrow night. But sandwiched in between the Lake Augusta. I wish Jody Ocker was with me right now. The Brewfest at Lake Augusta Wine and Beer Fest. Jody, did I get it right? No, I probably didn't. Anyway, it's all afternoon long right there in downtown Sunbury along the river. What else do we have this weekend besides that? It's a whole night of high school football, if that's what you're into. We've got that on our sister stations. But, oh, let's get back to the fun time tonight at Spyglass Ridge Winery. It's the return of Get the Let Out. This is my favorite Led Zeppelin song, by the way. Kashmir. Wow, what a great song. An American Led Zeppelin Experience. Get the Let Out. Get your tickets right now. You can go online, spyglassridgewinery.com. You can get them at the gate tonight, too. Gates open at 5. Look for 94KX. Only two shows left, or I'll tell you what, you can get VIP treatment right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We will take caller number one. One? Wow, hurry up.
Blake.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller one.
Hey, great.
Yeah, who's this?
Zach.
Hey, Zach, what are you doing, bud?
Just starting work.
Okay, you're just starting work? Here's what you need to do. You need to get out early because the gates open at 5, and you're on the way to a VIP party at Three Beards. What do you think?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, our VIP party starts at 5 o'clock. You're now a 94KX VIP, which means you park up top at Spyglass in the VIP lot. You attend the two-hour VIP party at Three Beards Brewing, and then you go downhill, and you're part of our SBC Media VIP tent right along the stage there. Is that great or what?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tonight at 5.
Okay.
5 or earlier, depending on when you can get out of work. Another winner!
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
I like penis.
Hang on now. You could now buy wine in very strange shaped bottles. We'll talk about that after the kids go to school. But here's a good one for you. Tomorrow is Cheeseburger Day. And we could lead into Flashback Friday with some great Flashback Friday audio.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger.
SNL!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, the news is up next. Don't go away. Chad's got that for Mark. Also on the way, Rob's got the sports, and Steve's got the AccuWeather. About 15 minutes away, I'm kind of excited about this. During Flashback Friday, we'll talk dirty looks. Coming to the dirt track at Sealands Grove, your last chance to win tickets, and we'll talk to Jason McMaster on the lead mic. He'll be checking in from the airport. Stay with us. This will be cool. All next with Morgan in the Morning. 67 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. I'm excited. I'm excited. The show is going to be so cool. Jason McMaster of Dirty Looks on the phone line from somewhere in Texas in an airport. He's getting ready to fly here and do the show tomorrow at the Sealands Grove Speedway. We have got also your last chance to win tickets for that show. Are you in? Stay with us then. Flashback Friday is right now.
WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Yeah! 1-800-326-94KX. The Ford Fun Line is now officially open. Flashback Friday driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45 and into the weekend.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Morgan in the Morning. Flashback Friday. Are you fired up? Get the let out tonight at Spyglass Ridge Winery. And tomorrow night, we're going to get dirty on the dirt track, the Sealands Grove Speedway, with Dirty Looks. We've got Jason McMaster on the phone. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you're such a busy guy. I don't know how you get it all in, but you live in Texas. You fly into Sealands Grove tomorrow. You do a Dirty Looks show, and then you're singing for, like, a bunch of bands, right?
Yeah, due to time constraints, I will not list all of them and tell you the set list.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's talk about Dangerous Toys. You were the lead vocalist of that band. You still do gigs with them, right?
Yeah. We've recently, since things have been kind of lightening up a little bit and people are somewhat following some protocols, we've been able to get back out there and play some shows. We lost a lot of money, a lot of things got canceled over the past, like, 15 months. Mm-hmm. So we're back at it and doing basically, like, what feels like makeup dates.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of catching up and... Yeah, it's so far so good. And, you know, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah. You know what I say, as far as radio at least, it's like riding a bike, you never forget how to fall off, right?
Yeah. Well, let's hope you're sitting down.
Yeah. Or I don't fall off stage tomorrow night with you guys. Let's talk about tomorrow night's show. You'll be doing lead mic for Dirty Looks. Central Pennsylvania loves Dirty Looks. What are you going to feel like when you step out?
Well, To put the record straight, I am a huge fan. I have been since the first time I heard "Oh Ruby" on the radio in San Antonio, Texas, in 1987.
Wow!
I was in a hotel room with Dangerous Toys. This is before we got signed, and we're just in the hotel room. You know, you got to share a room because you're poor musicians. You know. And we're all in there just hanging out, and the little clock radio is on the rock station down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the DJ, Joe Anthony, who's kind of infamous, comes on, and he starts talking about this band, Dirty Looks, and he hits play, and it's "Oh Ruby." And I turn around, and I look at my guys, and I'm like, are you guys hearing this? you guys hear what this is?
Yeah.
And we were completely blown away. We found the record as soon as we could, and we just, that was the day that I fell in love with Dirty Looks.
We all have fallen in love with Dirty Looks. Jason McMaster will be on the lead mic tomorrow night at Selins Grove Speedway for Dirty Looks. You want in? Here's your last chance to win tickets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller one toll free. You'll be a winner with us tomorrow night.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Plenty more. It's a Flashback Friday. Your requests, of course. Jimmy Kimmel comes up and talks SpaceX. Yeah. This ought to be funny. Lynn Hall on the way with birthday buddies and a lot more. It's Morgan in the Morning. It is a Flashback Friday, and we've got our final Dirty Looks pair of tickets to give away right now. 94KX, who's this?
Brad.
Hi, Brad. Where are you calling from, bud?
Sunbury.
All right, is that where you live?
Yeah, that's where I live.
Okay, man. You are on your way to the dirt track to get dirty with Dirty Looks tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Yeah. Our final winner, ticket-wise. Dirty Looks, Selins Grove Speedway. Jason McMaster from Dirty Looks is with us on the toll-free line, kind of being a guest host this morning on a Flashback Friday. We'll check back with Jason coming up. Stay with us.
SpaceX launched their first private space flight. Four passengers took off in a rocket that'll take them on a three-day journey. This is the first orbital mission in the history of space flight staffed entirely by non-professionals. No one on board is an astronaut. None of them have any training. One of them is a geologist, so if there's an emergency, at least they'll know what kind of rock they're going to crash into. But it's like a Spirit Airlines, right?
94KX.
Flashback Friday, getting naughty from the 90s. Oh, and birthday buddies coming up. Speaking of naughty. No, not Lynn Hall.
What?
No, not you.
What? Oh, sorry, I was just sitting over here.
It's Vinny's birthday today. Naughty by nature. Happy birthday, Vinny. Vinny, naughty by nature. How old do you think Vinny is, Lynn?
How do I know?
I put you on the spot, didn't I?
I guess, let's say 52.
51, very good.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
I should play the lotto. No.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Here's the celebrity birthdays besides Vinny. NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson is 46.
Okay.
He's a NASCAR broadcaster now. He's doing a great job. Here's one that, well,
no.
We'll remember in a bad kind of way because our kids just couldn't get enough of it back.
Oh, no.
Back in our Flashback Friday generation. All right. So if you have kids right now that are about 30 years old, you're definitely going to remember this. Oh, I couldn't get enough of that show when my kids were little.
Oh, yeah, right. One episode lasted me a whole week.
Yes, exactly. Happy birthday to Austin St. John. He's 47 years old. He's the original Red Ranger, Jason.
Okay, yes.
Dougie Fresh, the original rapper, and the human beatbox is 51 today.
The human beatbox.
You just like that, human beatbox.
I do. Right? It's pretty funny.
Okay. And finally, on the celebrity list, and is it Halloween time yet?
No, I don't put stuff up yet. I've seen commercials on TV for stuff, though, for Halloween.
Speaking of that, you'll see her for Coors Light, the Princess of Darkness, or whatever she calls herself, the Mistress of the Dark.
Yes.
Elvira.
Oh, yeah.
Is 70 years old today.
Amazing, though. I love Elvira.
Yeah, she is ageless. It must have something to do with sleeping in a coffin at night. I don't know.
But anyway.
Anyway, I digress. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now let's do
the birthday buddies,
which is basically the local birthdays.
Indeed.
Happy birthday to Abby Wolf. She's from Sealands Grove. She's 25 today.
Alex Karlovich is 28 today.
Amy Dressler from Sealands Grove, 36. Happy
Carol
birthday.
Carol Mosteller, 67.
Dave Hood. He's from the hood of Sealands Grove. He's 59 years old today.
Linda Daigle, 69 today.
Happy birthday, Michael Hawkins. He's from Danville. He's 57.
Michelle Macaluso from Middleburg. Well, she's 28 today. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Rachel Clark from Williamsport, 31.
Summer Flick from Bloomsburg, 38.
Love that name, Summer.
I do, too.
Wonder if she was born in the winter. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. Susan Bingaman from Norrie is 46 years. Make that 48 years old today.
And last but not least, Tabitha Beaver is 39 today.
Facebook Messenger early this morning.
All right.
Please say happy sweet 16 to my daughter, Haley Mogish. And she is from Northumberland. And that's from her mom, Danielle.
Aww.
That's a pretty nice... pretty nice Facebook message. I got it about 4 a.m. while I was eating my Cheerios.
were eating your Cheerios.
I was like, look at this. Somebody messaging in on the 94KX Facebook page.
Well, she didn't want to, miss it. Wanted to get it in there so we would announce it.
Nice job, Mom, and thanks for being up so early. Hey, you can use Facebook Messenger. The Ford Fun Line is always open toll-free at 1-800-326-94KX. And snail mail? Email, whatever, maybe even the text club. But only, Lynn, if you use the magic keyword.
The magic keyword birthday.
Very
magic
good.
Keyword.
It is magical. Why? Because we said
because we can say so, yes.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Every day at this time, it's...
Birthday Buddy.
Yes!
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Chad's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and super exciting Steve has a weekend of AccuWeather.
Oh boy, I bet that's really exciting.
Yeah, we'll talk more to Jason McMaster, who may be on the airplane by now flying from Texas. He is the lead vocalist of Dirty Looks. He's our guest host this morning.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's all coming up. Morgan in the Morning. Oh wait, what's the name of the show?
Morgan in the... You just said it now, right, come on.
Sorry, I blew it.
It's right, all right.
Now. 67 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, we'll hear again from Jason McMaster of Dirty Looks. He is on his way to Sealands Grove, flying in from Texas where he lives. We've already talked about dangerous toys and Dirty Looks and the 10 other bands he occasionally gets on stage with. This guy's got a busy career, all right? But coming up next, I want to ask Jason about the first time he met Dirty Looks while he was on tour with Dangerous Toys. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, we've got Jason McMaster on the phone right now. Somewhere between Texas and Sealands Grove. How's that? We're looking forward to the Dirty Looks show tomorrow on the dirt track, celebrating years and years of racing at Sealands Grove Speedway and celebrating the 80s with Dirty Looks. Remember them at the Strand Theater? Did you have them on cassette or vinyl? Later, did you try to find their music on CD? Yeah. The 80s, the hair bands, they were something. Jason's back on the line with us. Jason, tell us about the first time You met Dirty Looks. You were on tour, right?
It's Tora Tora Dangerous Toys and L.A. Guns, and the tour is starting in Austin, Texas, where we all live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I watched Tora Tora, and I was planning on going to see Dirty Looks play at a rock bar across town.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing the same night as we were starting that L.A. Guns tour.
Wow.
And so I'm going into the dressing room to get my gear, and I open the door, and Paul Lydell and Jack Pyers are standing there staring at me. And I was like, and that was our first meeting. I was like, holy crap, you guys are in Dirty Looks. And they were like, hey, man, what's up? And so we just kind of hit it off.
And what's it going to be like tomorrow night back on stage with the originals, Jack Pyers, Paul Lydell, and Gene Barnett? That's got to be a good feeling too, right?
Well, like I started, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So I'm pinching myself that I'm going to be up there with rock stars.
You are a rock star. Hang on. We'll talk to Jason and we'll close the interview in just a bit. Jason McMaster, lead vocaling for Dirty Looks tomorrow night at the Speedway, the Selins Grove Speedway. And like we said, original members, Jack Pyers, a buddy of mine, Paul Lydell, and Gene Barnett on stage as well. You don't want to miss this show. Get your tickets. Yeah, you can grab your tickets at Selins Grove Speedway today or at Selins Grove Ford. Tickets are also available where you see sponsors on the signs. Great people like Surplus Outlet, all three locations. Carpet Man, you can get online at brownpapertickets.com or get a hold of Fisher Promotions on Facebook.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Two new movies to see this weekend, Cop Shop or Cry Macho with Clint Eastwood. Movie Mike is on the way next to talk new movies, and he'll review one. Stay with us.
Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Will Malignant scare the pants off of you? I'll tell you in just a minute. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Malignant, Annabelle Wallace plays a pregnant woman whose abusive husband slams her head into a wall. Not long after this happens, he's gruesomely murdered by a shadowy figure. Then a series of other murders take place, all of them connected to her in some way. In doing investigating, she figures out that the culprit is someone from her past named Gabriel. I'm going to stop right there because no one should spoil any of this movie for you. Oh. Here's what you need to know. Malignant was directed by James Wan, the guy behind The Conjuring, Insidious, and Aquaman. Ooh. The first two acts are a fairly conventional slasher movie. The third act is where it really gets special. That's where you find out who and what Gabriel is. Once the story reaches that point, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of craziness. Insanely violent and full of bizarre sights, the last 40 minutes contain some of the most outrageous stuff you'll ever see in a horror movie this year. Malignant's brand of insanity won't be for every taste, but as someone with a fondness for big, over-the-top horror movies, I was totally won over by it. A bold vision combines with Annabelle Wallace's strong performance to make Malignant a fright flick that stands out from the pack. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 buckets of blood. Because there's lots of blood in this
buckets
movie.
Buckets of blood?
There are literally buckets of blood in this movie.
Buckets of fun? No, buckets.
Buckets of blood.
All right, well, this is your kind of gig. This is your This is your time of the year when all these gross movies come out and it's Halloween, right?
Right, I love these kind of things. But I love those crazy over-the-top 80s horror movies, okay, like the Phantasm movies and Return of the Living Dead and Nightmare on Elm Street. And this is like that. It's just a big, crazy, over-the-top, we're going to show you stuff you've never seen before kind of horror movie. I wish the supporting characters were a little more well-developed. That's why I only gave it 3. They're kind of flat. But the movie itself is a lot of fun.
Only 3 buckets.
Right.
But you know, would have got 4 if the supporting actors were better.
Right.
All right. Will you go see anything this time of the year other than a horror movie?
Yeah, I mean, I'll still go see all the regular stuff.
Oh, okay.
I do. I mean, I watch horror movies all year round. I do watch them even more as we get closer to
Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah, but okay. I'll watch anything any time of year.
All right, 2 new movies this weekend. What are you going to see?
Yes, we have Cry Macho, which is the new Clint Eastwood movie. I'm there for any Clint Eastwood movie.
Me too.
I don't even have to know what it's about. If Clint Eastwood's in it, I'm there.
Yep.
And then we got Gerard Butler's new action movie, Cop Shop, which the studio is just kind of dropping out there. They don't necessarily want to call your attention to it.
What, they find it on the vault floor or what?
Kind of, yeah. There's rumors that they've tinkered with it. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, so they don't have a lot of confidence in that one.
Now, since you are Movie Mike, are you obligated to see both?
Yeah. I mean, I generally see everything anyway, you know, for my reviews on my website.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely looking forward to a new Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, me too. I'm so there. Cry Macho.
I don't know what that means, but...
The boy has a chicken named Macho.
Oh, okay.
And he has to go to Mexico to rescue the boy. I've seen the trailer, and I'm absolutely in love with it.
And presumably there's crying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, unless you cry out for Macho, like you'd open your screen door and yell out to your dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Let's go see it.
I'll find out.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good weekend there, Mike.
Thanks, you too.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got the news coming up next. Chad's got that. Rob with the sports and Steve with the AccuWeather. We'll continue on with Flashback Friday, including Yes or BS, the easiest contest to win because it's pretty much 50-50 and we give you several minutes to Google or Wikipedia. Yes or BS from Big Mambo's Latin Bistro in Sunbury.
Weather Steve William.
68 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. As always, we are driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, we weren't too busy last hour. Oh, yes, we were. But we have not forgotten your chance to win Pat Benatar tickets. Pat and her hubby, Neil Giraldo. The guitar guy? Yeah. They've been married for a long time, believe it or not. You'll see him in the videos and everything. Google it, really. Anyway, Pat Benatar coming to the Bloomsburg Fair next Wednesday. Your chance to win tickets comes up later on this morning with Chad Evans. But you've got to listen for the song of the day when it comes to Pat Benatar. And that song of the day is...
Treat me right. Treat me right. Open your eyes. Maybe you'll see the light.
Talk about Flashback Friday, treat me right.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
It certainly is. Toll-free lines are open. 1-800-326-94KX. Yes or BS on the way. A chance for you to win easy for Big Mambo's Latin Bistro in downtown Sunbury. Yes or BS. Coming up next, it's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. Oh, yeah, here comes that music. You love
it. Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Yeah, don't blow it. It's time for Yes or BS. Powered up by Big Mambo's Latin Bistro just off Cameron Park in downtown Sunbury. The Lake Augusta Brewfest is this Saturday, like tomorrow. Lake Augusta. Interesting name. Is it really a lake? Today's Yes or BS. In 1966, in Sunbury, the groundbreaking for the world's largest inflated dam called the Fabra Dam. The Fabra Dam, when inflated, would later create Lake Augusta. 3,000 acres of water in Sunbury. Just for the recreational season. Is that Yes or BS? Let us know.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Toll-free lines are open, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
This is amazing.
All by request from you.
Yes.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Tom's top list coming up, the top ways you know you're getting old. I mean, it is Flashback Friday, right? You might be impressed with this list. Coming to the Bloomsburg Fair in Chicago, 94KX. Chicago on the way to the Bloomsburg Fair. We'll have tickets for you. Pat Benatar is coming up next Wednesday night. Her and her husband, Neil Giraldo. What a guitar player he is. Like, he's so underappreciated. So this will be a great show. We've got tickets for you to see Pat Benatar. Hopefully you know the song of the day. Your chance to win is coming up in the midday with Chad Evans. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started because it's Flashback Friday and we go play the oldies. Maybe you're feeling old. Here's the top ways you know you're feeling old. That song playlist at CVS? Yeah, you remember dancing to him at high school dances. You remember Clint Eastwood when his face didn't look like tree bark. You don't mind spending Saturday afternoon at the Walmart. Whenever someone says crypto, you tilt your head like when your dog hears a strange noise. Huh? You have actually kept a houseplant alive longer than a week. You might be getting old. You recently started ranting by starting with the phrase, as a taxpayer. Lester Holt's voice reminds you it's dinner time. You think the next Jeopardy should be, the host should be Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And finally, the last way you know you're getting old, you buy a shirt just for the pocket. What?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Chad filling in for Mark. He's got the news. Rob, the sports center, and Steve with a super exciting AccuWeather forecast. Uh-huh. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. More of your requests, too. Stay with us, 94KX. 69 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Flashback Friday continues.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, maybe we could squeeze another request in, but we just like talking to you anyway. We love when you call us. You're a big part of the show. Morgan in the Morning, you are a part of the show because of, you know, just winning. I mean, Dirty Looks, ticket winners. Haley from Cole Township, Todd from Milton, Melissa from Shamokin Dam, Bobby from Sunbury, and today Brad Wirtz from Sunbury. Spyglass getting the let out tonight. Denise from Danville, David from Shamokin, Andrea from White Deer, Teresa from Middleburg, and today Zach from Dalmatia. Also a bunch of Eagle 107 winners. And, you know, we are sending people to the Bloomsburg Fair just for listening to the Pat Benatar Song of the Day. So far, Tim from Shamokin was a winner. Andrea from Millmont, Doug from Sunbury. And yesterday's winner was Tammy Kerstetter from Lewisburg. So Pat Benatar, get the let out. Dirty Looks, we got you covered. And then we can't forget... We can't forget the Penn State whiteout, the Penn State ticket blitz that we do for every home game. The whiteout is tomorrow night, prime time, Penn State and Auburn. And Lana Mattern of Bloomsburg was our ticket blitz winner with the Penn State ticket blitz from Register Chevrolet. Man, the listeners are here and we love every single one of you. But the winners are here too. And that's not a bad thing. Woo!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll take a final look at this week as we work for the weekend. And we'll say thank you. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, this has been a great Flashback Friday. Thank you for your requests, including that weird and rare Duran Duran. Love that song. I heard Girls on Film the other day, too. Chad played it during the Wayback Lunch, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, vintage Duran Duran. Hey, Chad will do that lunch every single day, including today. And here in the morning, we have Flashback Friday. And that is it. So we enjoy the heck out of Fridays. Thanks for being part of the show. Enjoy National Cheeseburger Day tomorrow. We talked about that earlier in the show. On a serious note, and this is what we like to close the show with occasionally, today is National POW-MIA Recognition Day. It's always the third Friday in September. POW stands for Prisoner of War, in case you're too young to know on a Flashback Friday. MIA stands for Missing in Action. This calendar day honors the members of the U.S. Armed Forces who remain missing in action or prisoners of war. There are currently more than 81,600 Americans still missing from conflicts around the world. So if you find yourself getting up, caught up in some political mumbo jumbo, especially in this Afghanistan situation that we live with, take a look in history. Take a look into history. Sure, we all believe that we want to leave no man behind, or in today's day, no service person behind. But the fact is, war is hell. And we have left them behind before. More than 81,600 of them. Take a moment of silence today and think of them. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.